One of First Lady Michelle Obama's first official acts 4 years ago was to dig up a patch of the White House lawn to plant a garden with the help of local school kids.
Are we done yet?
Yeah. No!
The garden fresh vegetables were nice, but she had a bigger point to make.
Too many kids are consuming high-calorie food with low nutritional value, and they're not getting enough exercise. It's plain and simple. They're not eating right, and they're not moving their bodies at all.
So the First Lady launched a government-wide initiative called Let's Move.
This is our obligation, not just as parents who love our kids, but as citizens who love this country. So, let's move!
School meals have been a major focus for Mrs. Obama. She got a rock star welcome here at Park Lawn Elementary just outside Washington last January, when she visited to announce new standards for cafeteria food.
When we send our kids to school, we have a right to expect that they won't be eating the kind of fatty, salty, sugary foods that we're trying to keep from them when they're at home.
To get government funding, schools must serve meals that are healthier than the old standards required, says health advocate Margot Wutan with the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
Double the amount of fruits and vegetables, limit the amount of salt, make the grains whole grain, the milk low fat. This is a major shift.
But that shift alone does not guarantee healthier kids, says Cornell University nutrition expert David Just.
Having it there and available is half the battle, but we've got to get them to actually want to eat it so that we're not just putting food on the tray and then throwing that good food away.